Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. Today I want to talk about what is a marketing strategy and why you should want one. Now, I was talking with a client. I do a lot of one-on-one coaching, and somebody contacted me and wanted to learn how to market themselves better. So during the discussion, she said, hey, I've got about 100 followers on Instagram, and I really want to grow my Instagram following because I think I can create great influence there. I said, okay, let's talk about that a little bit. Who's your audience? We came to find out that her audience is around 40 to 60 years old. And what she's trying to do in Instagram is a younger person's game. Most of the people on Instagram are younger, tend to be millennials, Gen Y, Gen Z, all that kind of stuff. So it probably wasn't the right place for her to focus her attention. The second problem with Instagram is it does not really link anywhere. So you can post all these great things, get great connections, but it's not going to draw people back to a website so much. I mean, it can, but it's not one of the strengths, let's put it that way. And when you are trying to take them back, what are you taking them back to? And that's part of the strategy. A strategy is a plan of action or a policy designed to achieve a major or overall aim. And that's the big thing. Aim. What are you aiming for? What do you want people to do? One of my strategies in the way that I work in business and the way I teach people to strategize is what I call ready, fire, aim. I'm sure you've heard that before. Ready. Plan the work. Fire. Work the plan. Aim. Measure the results from what you've done, and then go back and lather, rinse, repeat. And so when somebody says they want to create a strategy, the question always becomes, what do you want them to do? Now, I've mentioned before about owning your own website. The whole thing about building an audience on social media, yeah, it's great. You get a lot of attention. You get a lot of kudos. It's a sugar high. But the problem is that anytime, A, the platform can change, or B, the platform can decide you no longer have access. We're going to block you. Let's take a look at Facebook pages. So Facebook got everybody on a sugar high saying, hey, start a business page, get all these followers and likes and all this stuff. And so people spent months and months and months building up a following, thousands of people following. And then one day, Facebook flips a switch and says, okay, great. Now, we're not going to show your business in the news feed anymore. If you want your people to see your stuff, guess what? You got to pay for it, right? That happens, and it did happen. And so you could spend all of this time on a platform and nobody sees your stuff unless you pay for it. We'll talk about that in a minute. Then there's the B. You have no idea. A simple little post can put you in Facebook jail or get you completely kicked off the platform. Could that happen in Instagram? Heck yeah. Guess who owns Instagram? Facebook. You think their policies are very different between the two platforms? Not really. So, that's the key. Ready, fire, aim. Plan the work, work the plan, measure the results. Now, there's only two ways for you to get traffic. And when I'm talking traffic, I'm talking back to your own platform, your own website. Number one is earn it. And content marketing is the strategy that I use, creating content, but I'm going to create it on my website and use social media as a catalyst to drive people from social media to my website, which does get harder because they want you to pay for it. And that's the second part. You can pay for ads, right? You could pay for ads on Facebook, Instagram, Google, wherever. But the biggest problem with paying for ads is a lot of people dive into trying that, but don't have a plan. They don't have a strategy. So when people show up at your website, let's say you're successful at getting them off of social media and getting them to your website. People ask three questions when they get there. Number one, why am I here? Number two, what should I do? And number three, why should I do it? So having a strategy builds upon that. So part one, why am I here? And the question you have to ask yourself is, where do you want them to go? One of the biggest mistakes people make is they send them right to the homepage and say, okay, you decide from here. Well, people have to choose. They get confused. They do nothing. So the key question is, when you're using social media, where do you want to drive them? If you're driving them to a blog page or a podcast page, is there a call to action there? So the second thing, what should I do, should be, what do you want them to do? Now, obviously, subscribing to a podcast, subscribing to a blog is great. Getting them on an email list is even better. And keeping them there is a win because people take a long time to make a buying decision. I have clients that come to me 2 years after the fact of giving a speech, and maybe they're listening to my podcast or even reading my blogs all the time. So it takes time. So what do you want them to do? Ultimately, I think you want to get them on an email list where you can keep repeatedly communicating with them and keep feeding them great information that you're creating. Thirdly, why should I do it? And that's the question, why should they? Usually it means that you're giving them something in return. It could be a special report, it could be insider status, it could be access to a Facebook group, whatever it is. But the bottom line is, no matter what the strategy is, it should have a short-term component and a long-term component. A short-term would be sales and maybe coming to a webinar. A long-term is relationships and continuing to have the opportunity to create influence. When you look at general advertising, a 1-2% return is really good. And that means for every 1,000 people that you communicate with, about 20 of those people will take action. And if you continue with only that 20, you're only going to get about 0.5% to take a real action, which is buy something or take an action beyond just getting to know, like, and trust you. So that, my friends, is the cornerstone of the strategy. Number one, identifying who your audience is. Number two, getting them to take some action. Get them on your website, listening to your podcast, reading your blogs, and then getting them on your email list. That's the big difference from having somebody be a wantrepreneur and an entrepreneur. A wantrepreneur is somebody that hopes and wants that someday this will balloon into something. The person that I first talked with was talking about giving speeches. I asked the question, do you know how much it costs to go to LA to give a speech? She said, no, I have no idea. I said, it's $3,000. How many of those can you do before you run out of money? She couldn't answer the question. An entrepreneur is somebody that takes action. They enter the fight. Entree, E-N-T-R-E, means enter. So if you want to be successful in business, you need to enter into a marketing strategy. So one of the ways I help people set up their strategies is using Evernote. I love Evernote. It helps you organize your ideas, take action, do research, and a whole bunch more. So if you want to learn more about how to use Evernote in your business, visit evernoteforbusiness.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.